Hello, Viking fans, and welcome to the Wait But Delay Lamar Vikings Coaches Show. I'm Bill Frawley, and with me is Viking head football coach Wait But Delay. How are you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bill. How are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm actually glad to be here at Arlington to do this show tonight instead of on the road like I used to be here. So enjoy some family time, as I think you must have had a chance to do today.
Yeah, we had, because of Columbus Day and a school holiday, we had off of school, but we were on the football field. We had varsity meetings starting at 8 o'clock, and we're wrapping up by 11 o'clock, but got to spend the afternoon with the family. So that was a nice change that you don't typically get during a football season.
Yeah, definitely so. I'm sure that Kelly and Austin and Aston all appreciated having you there, so that's nice. Well, the Vikings are coming off the tough loss to the Arlington High Colts this past Friday night at Maverick Stadium. I got a question. What kind of message did you have for the team after that game?
Well, it was pretty simple. We made more mistakes, and they made more plays than we did. And we had our opportunities to make some plays, and we didn't. And so it was a very good football game. You know, there was, I think we had three takeaways, and then we had three turnovers. And so, you know, anytime that you have an opportunity to you know, pronounce something that the opponent's given you, you have to take that opportunity, and we didn't do that every time. And so I expressed to the team that, you know, that was an opportunity lost, but we can learn from it. And the good thing is that, you know, it's just one football game, and we still have a lot of football left. And if we can, you know, minimize those mistakes that we made on Friday night, and we can grow as a football team, then we can be playing for a long time. So the kids took it well. You know, I mean, it stung everybody. We had some tears in the locker room, and that's a good thing, Bill. You know, that means it meant something. So, but now we have to press on and move on and keep everything together and keep on grinding, because this is the gauntlet that we're in right now. So no one else is going to feel – Mansfield's not going to feel sorry for us. So we got to get ready to play them now.
That's very true. That's a good way to phrase that. They'll be coming after you just like anyone else. But, well, what positives do you have coming out of the Arlington High game?
Well, we did a lot of really good things. You know, they ran a fake punt on us. But, you know, other than that, our special teams was sound. You know, our offense sputtered a little bit, but there's some bright spots that our running backs really ran tough. I think it was the toughest thing the toughest night that our kids really ran hard. Defensively, I thought defensively we really played well. You know, we gave up a couple of explosive plays, and then we got to really get better at third down. You know, we had them behind the sticks early in the series. And then all of a sudden it's 3rd and 12 and they convert, or 3rd and 8 and they convert, or 3rd and 10 and they convert. So we got to do a better job of converting. But I thought the defense, besides, you know, a few missed tackles here and there, I thought they really played well.
Okay. Well, we talked earlier about it. It was a school holiday today. We're recording this show on Monday. So how was practice?
You know, it was good. You know, it took the kids a little bit longer, I think, to get going, because it was an 8 o'clock instead of, you know, usually we see them at, 10:50 in the morning. So we got them at 8 o'clock and went through our install and weightlifting and watched a little video. And so we weren't actually on the field till about 9:30 or so. And then we're off the field by a little after 11. So it was a good Monday practice. It was nice and cool out there. And like I said earlier, it gave not only the kids but the coaches an opportunity to get out there a little after lunchtime and go spend some time with their families.
Okay. Well, I know a lot of people are curious, the ones that aren't, you know, right there at practice or friends and direct family. But how's Kyron doing right now?
Do what?
How's Kyron doing after his stinger?
Oh, Kyron. Yeah, Kyron. Yep. Kyron's good. He actually went to, you know, he was released last week, so he went through practice today, And, you know, the way that the training staff looks at it and I look at it is we're still going to watch him. We're still going to monitor him. But he's full go. He's got a cowboy collar on up underneath his shoulder pads now to give him a little bit added protection to his neck. But other than that, he's good to go. And we got a couple other guys back, too. So it'll be good to have all those guys back and healthy. And we need them against Mansfield. So, but any time, you know, KJ started for us last year, I think 8 or 9 out of 13 games. And obviously he's a contributor to the defense and special teams. So it's good whenever he's back on the field.
Well, definitely so. And then, so speaking of Mansfield, it's coming Friday night. A lot of people, some at least, say Mansfield is definitely the team to beat, so to speak, in our district. What do you, the coaches, and the team focus on this week preparing for that game Friday night?
You know, they have an Oklahoma commit, Kennedy Brooks, that really had a phenomenal year last year as a junior. And this year he hasn't missed a beat. Obviously he's bigger and stronger and faster, but he's just a smooth runner that has great vision. So defensively, what we're working on is not getting too far upfield and making sure that we travel with our gaps, that there is no creases, and we make them run sideline to sideline instead of getting up and down the field. And then, you know, going back to the basics, really offensively, you know, we tried to probably press and do a little bit too much last week. So we toned it back a little bit and giving our kids an opportunity to get better at some of the things that we do well. And so, you know, Mansfield, you know, they have a Notre Dame commit, an OU commit, a Nevada commit. They've got several guys that are experienced that are going to go on and play at the next level. But really it's another football game. And right now in practice, we've got to get better at Lamar High School and yeah, we're going to prep and prepare for Mansfield, but we have to get better at the fundamentals right now.
Sounds good. Well, that'll ought to help get everyone's confidence back up for the game Friday night, focusing on those fundamentals and not worried about the glitter and the big stars, so to speak, on their teams. They've already made these big time commits. They're just other people, and y'all's got a team that can go take them on. That's good.
That's right. Absolutely.
I'm going to shift gears for just a minute. What status of the new indoor facility on the campus, Lamar?
Come again, you cut out.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the status of the new indoor facility on the campus at Lamar?
Oh, you know, I actually think this week is whenever our weight equipment is going to be delivered. So they finished up the flooring and the paint in the weight room. So hopefully at the end of this week that's in. But as I walked through it last week, I think that we're still probably a couple, 2 to 3 weeks away in regards to electrical and all the fine touches, you know, some siding and some paint work, some edging and some things of that nature. So the actual turf is ready to go, and that's been ready to go for a while. It's all the office and locker room. So, matter of fact, the lockers weren't even bolted in whenever I walked through there a week ago. So they still have a little ways to go, but like I tell everybody in town, they're not going to tear it down. They're going to eventually finish the thing, and we're going to get into it. And what I want is them to do it right. I don't want to get moved in and find out all these things that they rush to finish and they have to come back and fix. So I'd rather do it right the first time and everybody be happy once we get in there.
Well, that sounds great. Yeah, you don't want to have disruption after you've moved into it, so to speak. What are a couple of things that the facility will really help with in terms of practices and general practice?
Well, it puts us on a level playing field with a lot of our opponents. For starters, you know, anytime we have bad weather, it rains or lightnings, we have to go in the gym and we have to compete with volleyball or basketball if it's that part of the year. And that's not fair to any of the programs. And so playing football in the gym is not real safe to begin with, and you're kind of restricted to doing just a few things, where as in the indoor with that turf, you might not be able to fit everybody, all your programs in there, but you'll be able to fit the varsity in there at a certain time and the JV in a certain time and the freshman. And so everybody will be able to get the work done in different segments. And then the weight room is going to be state of the art. I mean, it's going to be first class Division I. A lot of universities won't have this type of facility. So it's not only about practicing, but it's about the off season and you know, growing our young men and women, our student athletes, into better competitors. And I think that's what it's going to bring to it.
Well, that sounds great. All right, I'm going to throw one more different kind of question at you real quickly. What do you think of the Dallas Cowboys start this season, and are you a Dak Prescott fan?
Yeah, you know, I am impressed with the way that the Cowboys are rolling off right now. I think he's done a tremendous job with Romo going down. That's what they needed. It's going to be interesting whenever Romo does come back, how they work that. You know, you pay Romo that much money, then maybe he should be out there. But at the same time, Dax has been doing a phenomenal job leading this football team. So I was a big fan of him whenever he was in college. And I coached with a guy that went to Mississippi State, so kind of had a connection and watched him a little bit. So it was good to see him become a Dallas Cowboy, and I'm really excited that he's having a good year thus far.
Yeah, they're off to a great start, and it will be interesting to see what happens when Romo comes back off the injured list and is ready to make the play again. How they handle that? That's a good problem to have. Two talented quarterbacks. Well, okay, Viking fans, the Vikings travel down to Mansfield this Friday night for a 7:30 p.m. kickoff against the Tigers. Now, this is at R.L. Anderson Stadium, the older of the two stadiums in Mansfield, so make sure you get the correct one. Hey, let's fill the stands with Viking fans. That crowd support is really important to the coaches and the players. You get there early, yell loud, and stay late. Don't forget about the JV home games this Thursday night at Cravens and the freshman games Thursday at Mansfield. Until next time, I'm Bill Frawley.
And I'm Laban DeLay.
Saying VFND.